Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 2, 1921. Funds for the erection of a $150,000 new First Methodist Church building were started last evening when three subscriptions amounting to $30,500 were pledged. A campaign for the raising of the first half of the amount was started when delegates and representatives from every church organization and society met for supper and business session at the church. The new edifice will be started within 3 years' time on the present site at Milwaukee, Center, and Division Streets. The present building was erected 54 years ago when the church membership was smaller. The site was donated in 1840 by James T. Gifford, early settler. Mayor Arwin E. Price and commissioners were literally up in the air today over the proposed paving of Kimball Street. Only four property owners responded to the notice sent out for a public hearing last week. Without an exception, they voted for the improvement. Today, a petition signed by 18 property owners was filed with Commissioner Morgan H. Brightman, protesting against the pavement. "The time is not right for such an improvement," they declare. "Prices are going to come down. When they do, it will be time enough to make the improvement." What to do is the question that is troubling the Board of Local Improvements. Their decision will probably be reached at an early session of the board. Now, in the want ads, dancing classes are available at Gymnasium Hall. An adult class will be held Friday evening at 8 o'clock. Latest foxtrots, one step, and waltz taught by Miss Dorothy Yinkst. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.